Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Raven loves to use old movie quotes on the show, and a majority of the time, nobody knows what he's talking about.
I mean, come on, I wouldn't say in a majority, right? But, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've seen a lot of film, I'll just say that. I've seen a lot of movies, got a lot of references. Some they hit with large audiences, and others do not.
We like to keep track of these instances. Here's one that he used last week.
He's so desperate for his education that he stole his mother's car while she was in the shower. Mom, I need a ride. Great, I've got to take a shower. I'm just going to steal the car.
Oh my gosh.
Up with this narrative that he's like, you know, Finding Forrester. He's desperate for an education or something like that.
It's a good one. I still get it. I don't think it was the movie I was thinking of.
Producer John, have you ever heard of a movie called Finding Forrester?
He's 12. No.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. Well, if you have never heard of that movie, like me, I had no idea what he was talking about. I just kept going. I was like, I'm just going to keep riding here. Here's a clip from the movie.
What's this?
Start typing that. Sometimes a simple rhythm of typing gets us from page one to page two. And when you begin to feel your own words, start typing them.
Listen to that voice.
Punch the keys, for God's sake. Yes. You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog? Is that what he said?
I mean, you got to know who that is, right? You at least know who that is.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's Sean Connery. We're aware of him because he's a famous person. This movie, less so.
John, can you please tell us a little bit about this movie?
And I'm so glad you asked. So Finding Forrester is a drama that came out in the year 2000, starring Rob Brown and the great Sean Connery. It's a story about a brilliant but troubled youth who isn't living up to his brilliance until he meets an older mentor who helps him reach his true potential. This is not to be confused with Good Will Hunting, which came out several years earlier and is about literally the exact same thing. Yeah. It got two thumbs up from Ebert and Roper, grossed $51 million, and it won a Satellite Award.
What's that?
For Best Actor. Well, you know what? If you've never heard of the Satellite Awards, it's okay, Anna. Neither is anybody else.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Come on.
So nobody knew this movie either.
No, and it's, you know, Raven, it's...
Sean Connery's mom knew this movie.
It's okay. Good Will Hunting. Just, you replace the physics with the writing, and it's the same movie.
At least I heard of Good Will Hunting.
Everyone's heard of Good Will Hunting. You know why?
Why?
It's a famous movie that won a lot of awards, not Satellites.
Raven, defend yourself.
I mean, Sean Connery felt like it was critically acclaimed. I mean, I based my life on what the two thumbs up things did. I mean, I don't know. It was just there for me, right? It was the thing about the kid being contrite. The difference between this movie and Good Will Hunting is that Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon just didn't want to do that. He just wanted to be a janitor and go ahead and do equations. The other kid was looking for a way out. Thank you very much. In fact, reference in parallel to the kid stealing the car and Anna's narrative that he was going to school because he just had to get
Nobody
to school.
Nobody knows who you're talking
no
about.
No one knows who you're talking Nobody about. No one. You lost everybody minutes ago.
Well, it worked for me.
Yeah.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.